This is a topic I have not been able to stop thinking about this year. I think there's something a little bit irresistible about quitting stories. No matter how much you love your job, there are probably days when you want to take off your apron or throw your phone in the ocean and walk off into the sunset. And for millions of people during the pandemic, they have actually done this. The data suggests that more than a quarter of the workforce in the U.S. quit their jobs this year. Over the next few days on Post Reports, we're going to hear from some of these people. Restaurant owners who sold their stake in their small business, packed up their lives, and moved to a farm. Employees who led a worker rebellion. And an economist who's helping us make sense of what is going on here. Why so many people are reassessing the role of work in their lives right now. And what comes next. Heather, I always think about you as like the expert on quitters and this kind of like YOLO economy that we're living through.
I've been calling it the great reassessment of work. We've just seen so many people who are retiring early, who are quitting their jobs to go start their own business or be their own bosses, or who are trying to change careers, or even if they're staying in their current industry, they're asking for a raise or looking for a little bit different role or more work-life balance. It's just happening over and over again. But I kept coming back to this restaurant, this Wonder House story. It really hit me because it's such a microcosm of so many things that we're seeing in the U.S. economy right now.
I mean, it really started out as the millennial version of the American dream. It was this family-run food truck, ethical food, locally sourced. It got super popular, and eventually they found a brick-and-mortar home in an old gas station.
The lobby area, and there would be aisles with candy bars and Cokes.
We went to go see it this fall.
It's an old building, and we used to have people say, I got my oil change here when I was a kid. I can't believe I'm eating here.
But you first talked to August Forster, like, late in the summer, right?
Yes, I'll never forget that phone call. You could just hear how weary and tired he was. He was advertising for a dishwasher at close to $17 an hour. But he himself, they hadn't been a profit in over a year. They had done that paycheck protection program to try to survive. They had tried to be creative in the kitchen and put more tables outside and make sure people wore masks. And it felt like do more, and it's never enough.